Yay, you're here! I'm Lisa Whittle, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, affectionately known as Joe, a short, practical podcast where we will not be perfect, we will be honest, and we will talk a lot about Jesus along the way. Okay, friend, if you were here last week, you know we were talking all things mindset this month on Joe. Where's your head right now? What are you thinking? More specifically, when it comes to your attitude towards life. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well is your mind? We will dive into how your mind affects your attitude today, but first we have other business to attend to, so cue it up, Cam. One great thing, let's go. All right, if you're a guy listening right now, plug your ears. You will not care a thing about this. But girls, I have some fun girl stuff for you on the show. If you follow my Instagram, you know that from time to time I tell you fun, fashion-y kind of things. I love makeup and clothes, even though I basically don't leave my house much since I work from home. But I do still love to get dressed up. I have to admit that I've tried lash extensions and things like that before, and it just does not work for me. So I have turned to magnetic lashes. Now look, I've tried the kind you have to press together in the past. So hard, there's just a learning curve that is just really difficult, takes too long. But the new kind that you brush on with the liquid liner is like magic, is so easy. I ordered some off Amazon, of course, Amazon, where else? And I love it. It's not crazy expensive, so we're gonna put that in the show notes, link that there. They have different links that come in one container, one box, for kind of whatever occasion you like. I always go for the shortest because I think they look the most natural, which is what I'm going for. But it's just something super fun on today's one great thing that I thought I would tell you about. Got a marriage question today. Oh boy. By the way, we just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. And I have to tell you, that is a milestone. It is a milestone indeed. So the question for me is this, Lisa, how do you and your husband stay connected during hard times? That's a really good question. I honestly do not feel like an expert on this, but here's what I'll say from my experience. Yeah, 25 years is, I would say, some experience. One of the most important things is just being honest about the hard time that you're in, acknowledging that to each other. I know that seems kind of basic, but I think you'd be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't if you're in a marriage, how many times we just don't admit that, saying this is just not a good time for us. We're not in a good place. And instead of saying we're not in a good place, let's throw in the towel. It's like, we're not in a good place. We just need to say that. And not pretending it's all okay and kind of soldiering on through it in that sense, where it's a denial or you just don't even speak it. But admitting the time you're in being really important. It's tough, but it's a first. Staying open then in your communication through that tough time versus retreating is really important then. And this is where a lot of us as married people go wrong. We go to our separate corners. We get lazy and we do our own thing because we kind of shut down in a way and we don't want to communicate, but we have to keep showing up. We have to keep looking each other in the eye and keep connecting on some level, even if it's not as much connection as we've had at other times. We don't despair in that, but we stay determined to keep connecting in some way. And then you probably know I'm going to say this, but it's a must. We pray together. You just have to. That's one point of connection that you cannot lose because the Lord is our glue. He's our glue. So we have to have him. I honestly do not know how a marriage works without him. I just don't know. So admit that it's hard. Keep the lines of communication open at all times. Keep showing up no matter how hard it gets and pray like crazy because marriages can survive these tough times. I do believe it. They have survived many tough times in this world long before we came around and through many, many difficult things. So they can, but I believe only through Jesus. Thanks for asking this question. Hope it helps. So you know we're talking about a mindset this month, and today I want us to dive into how mindset affects attitude in particular. Interesting, my husband and I are on, let's call it sort of an eating plan, and it's not one that I am particularly looking forward to when I wake up in the morning because, for one thing, I cannot have my coffee with this diet, and that does not make me very happy. So literally, I'm not wanting to get out of bed in the morning, and this morning, I didn't want to get out of bed because I knew what awaited me, and it was a day full of dieting, which is hard for me, to be honest. My mindset was not good since before I even woke up, and yes, it affected my attitude. Now, I'm not here to debate dieting. This is a healthy eating plan. I'm just, for lack of a better word, saying that word. But I'm not in a good mindset to deprive myself because I've honestly been in a mindset that has gone the other way to indulge, and I have indulged too much. So rewind to a few months ago, and this is going to be a little bit of a different example. When I was driving down the highway and this beat up car was merging onto the highway and it almost sideswiped me. And then it just proceeded to drive completely recklessly. And I thought this to myself, you know, people with really beat up cars drive terribly. Now, look, before you get mad at me and you think that I'm a car snob, I need you to know I am so not a car snob. In fact, I don't drive a new car. I don't think I've ever had a new car, or it's been a very long time. I drove the same car for about 15 years, and I just honestly don't care a thing about new cars. I really, truly don't. I just got my windshield fixed where a rock had hit it and I had a crack in it. And I drove that way for, I don't know, about 8 months. So this is not about being a snob. I will promise you that. But I've noticed that when I don't take care of my own car, my attitude about it changes. I kind of keep trash in it more often. I just don't maybe drive it as carefully as I would because it all starts with a mindset that I have about it. What we value, we take care of. And that's really the point. And this goes way beyond material things. A lot of us struggle to value ourselves. We really do. And a lot of it is because our mindset about us is off. We don't value ourselves. And there's a mindset, even in good Christian people, that maybe we were taught or picked up somewhere that we shouldn't love ourselves and that self-love is wrong. The truth is, loving ourselves too much in that extreme way has gotten us in trouble in the sense that it is equated to self-indulgence. And if you've ever indulged your flesh for a period of time, you know it's true that your flesh will lie to you and actually wound you in the process of that. And though it sounds awesome to say, loving yourself is doing exactly what you want, that's not loving yourself, really. Because doing what you want will, and doing exactly what you want and indulging yourself in that way will actually get you in trouble. It will actually hurt you. Loving yourself instead is following God and trusting Him with your life. That's, to me, the ultimate self-love. He's the one who sorts it all out with a capacity far greater than ours. And I, for one, am so glad I can't handle myself. I can't sort out my flesh. I will get myself in trouble. And I have many times in my life before. But I talk about this in Jesus Over Everything book. God wants us to love all His creation. And that, friends, includes yourself. You're one of His created things, His created beings. So that includes you. He wants you to love you. It actually would not make sense for you not to love and value yourself. God would never ordain that. And so our mindset first about ourselves needs to change in many cases. Because as we change our attitude about ourselves, we change our attitudes about others. We're free to love them more. We don't judge others so harshly because we don't judge ourselves as harshly. We walk with a different perspective because our mindset is truly fixed on things above, like it talks about in Colossians 3. So our value system becomes different. When that happens, we won't have to be talked into caring or advocating or being a light in this world. It will naturally happen with a changed mindset. please don't miss Friday because it's going to be a powerful show. Oh, so powerful. With a guest talking about a mindset that a lot of us, and I mean a lot, are carrying around unnecessarily. I'm telling you, some of y'all are going to be set free. It is that good. Please don't miss Friday's show. And don't forget, if you have not downloaded Dwell, the incredible audio Bible app we partner with for this show, go do that right now. For a limited time, you get that free trial and 20% off just for being a Joe listener. So goodness, take advantage of that. That's it today for Jesus Over Everything. I'm Lisa Whittle, and thank you so much for joining me here. Jesus is everything, and may He be over everything we do here. See you Friday. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. If you like this show, hit that share button and share it on your social media so your friends and family can listen too. So grateful for your listen and for you sharing the love. You are how we bring more people into the Joe family.